It seems to me, Charles, that also the Iranians are the easier target than the North Koreans right now. So what's going to happen there? And will North Korea, if they see something happen to Iran, will they maybe go more on the offensive?
Well, keep in mind, there are North Koreans in Iran, even as we speak. North Korean engineers are working with the Iranian military on their version of the Nodong. That's called the Shahab 3. They are being hardly assisted by Chinese engineers who have helped the Iranians modify the Nodong to be nuclear capable. They have a modified third stage system installed. It's quite effective. It extended the range and extended the accuracy of this system to the point, simply having a nuclear bomb on top of a missile is nice, but if it detonates at the wrong altitude or if it misses by 20 miles, it's no good. In the case of the Shahab with the North Korean and Chinese assistance, the missile is now very accurate, probably can land within about a half mile of the intended target area, and certainly could carry a nuclear warhead to detonate at the appropriate and proper altitude to be effective. The Israelis are quite concerned, but they are also confident that their Arrow missile defense should be able to deal with this problem. The Iranians, of course, are funding all of this with their oil money. The Iranians and the North Koreans are currently working on a ship-based missile system. It has already been tested. The Iranians and the North Koreans are also working on the RAD, which is a long-range cruise missile capable of carrying a nuclear or chemical or biological warhead. They have tested that as well. So keep in mind, we have a fairly intricate relationship already between North Korea and Iran. Iran may sound like a doable from the military standpoint, because obviously we have forces on two borders, the Afghan and the Iraqi border. But the Iranians also have problems of their own. That is with internal dissent, and an attack by the United States would quell that internal dissent, whereas if we stand quietly by the side and utilize the Iraqi Shiite population to sift back in across the border and say, you know, democracy over here isn't all that bad. I mean, there are people throwing bombs every now and then, but I can determine my own course and own living right down at my local level. Maybe you should think of the same thing. The Iranian leadership, and just to, as an example, to show you their instability, they were making really good money off their local population by selling illegally, of course, satellite TV systems. There were several members of the inner hierarchy of the Islamic Republic who were making money hand over fist simply by distributing satellite television systems. Well, all of these satellite dishes were popping up all over the place in downtown Tehran. The Ayatollahs got very upset at this because these guys were watching CNN, watching the Bulls games, watching PBS and all the rest of it, and therefore said, look, we don't like that. So they ordered them to take it down, all of it, or face severe punishment. Well, the satellite dishes have gone away. The result of that, though, has been we've seen several riots. We've seen dissent. There are a number of people in Iran. Keep in mind, the vast majority of their population was not alive in 1980 during the hostage situation. They are now younger. They are looking more towards the West, and they would certainly like to have more freedom and less Ayatollahs. So Iran probably has a much better potential for our most dangerous weapon in the West, and I'm not talking about MX, I'm talking about MTV, to do its work. We didn't win the Cold War solely by standing on one side with nuclear weapons and making sure that our army was positioned in West Germany at the Fulda Gap to stop the 50,000 Russian tanks. We won the Cold War by the freedom of information and our free flow of information. Dictatorships do not like that. They cannot withstand it, and it is an inevitable result of our century that information flowing faster and faster, that it's seeping in.